Well, Devin, now try this Shiraz I picked up in Paris.
When were you in France, Annie?
Not France, Paris, Texas. God, I wish France. A nice one-way ticket to wine country would suit me well. I'd leave everything to do it tomorrow.
Mom, your boss is on the phone again. You were supposed to be to work an hour ago.
Not right now, Francis. Aunt Devin and I are having breakfast. You'll have to take a message.
I'm Bobby, your son. Francis is the cat. How come you don't know that?
So, what do you think of the Shiraz, Devin?
God, Annie, I've only had it for a couple of minutes. You should know better than anyone. You can't tell a good wine by drinking it.
You're so right, Devin. I'm sorry, but it does have a nice hue, doesn't it? I could tell by looking at it, those grapes were crushed by the bare feet of teenage Shaolin monks.
And Texas?
I didn't say it was stopped there, Devin. I just said I bought it there. God, Devin, don't be so ignorant about wine. Here, smell the cork.
Mmm, grapey.
Not just grapey, Devin. I mean, just by smelling the cork alone, any good wine connoisseur could tell you these grapes were picked by a Chilean woman between the ages of 40 and 45 years old. She was wearing gray work gloves and a bonnet. Her divorce to an overbearing trial lawyer was not yet final, but she'd clearly moved on. At some point in the maturation process of the grape, a white-tailed deer snuck into the vineyard and pissed on the vine. Yeah, I can't smell anything but that right now. Do you smell it, Devin?
No, not really.
Of this particular wine, I can tell one of the winemakers accidentally dropped his bifocals in the vat before it went to barrel. Wood barrel, by the way. Pine, I think. He had a wax buildup on his earpieces. Oh, yes, this is a good wine, all right.
Wow, you could tell all that just by smelling the cork.
Well, it is my life's passion, Devin.
Mom! You didn't wash my Levi's, did you?
Oh, heavens, no!
Well, where are they then? My rock's in there.
Hey, what did I tell you about doing hard drugs at your age?
I told you I was addicted, God.
Well, that's just it. 15-year-olds should not be addicted to crack, Jason.
It's Daryl. Jason's your ex-boyfriend. And I'm 11, gosh.
So, how about the legs on that Shiraz, huh, Dev?
Oh, God, Tina Turner should have such nice legs.
I'm telling you.
So is it okay to drink now?
I don't think you've swirled it enough, Dev. And you've not stuck your nose in the flute once.
Oh, sorry. So I heard you went to church Sunday.
Yeah, but never again. I kept hearing about this communion, communion. Anyway, it was such a letdown. You didn't even get a glass. If I'm going to do shots, it had better be Jaeger. Plus, I was letting it breathe, you know, like it's appropriate to do. And the people behind me were like, "You're holding up the line, lady." Well, I turned to them and I said straight to their ignorant faces, "Hey, can I guess the year first?" Well, then the sommelier, who had this like white-collared stupid robe on, he was like, "Please, sister, you have to move. Peace be with you." Well, I wasn't going to down it, so I sipped it. And it was like a step up from a 2004 Welch's grape juice. So I spit it out in this basket. How was I supposed to know there was money in it? Long story short, they were none too happy with it. But I told them, if it's good enough for Martha's Vineyard, it's sure as hell good enough for St. Paul's Cathedral. Like Jesus went to all that trouble turning water into wine so he could serve something that tasted like a 2002 Kendall Jackson Pinot. I mean, am I right here?
That's terrible. Maybe the worst story I've ever heard.
The cracker wasn't bad. Could have used a slice of brie, though.
I say we stick to cashmere.
I hear you. Now, those are our kind of people. Cheers, Devin.
Cheers. Let's drink. It's great, isn't it? I can't put my finger on it, can you? It's really dry.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, you're right. Well, it's kind of nutty, though, right?
No, it's not nutty at all.
You know what? You're right. More fruity, I think. Maybe a pear flavor in there?
No, black cherry.
I'll be honest with you, Annie. It tastes like Easter egg dye. They all taste like Easter egg dye. But I do like the buzz I get, so, you know, bottoms up.
Oh, Dalvin, have you learned nothing of wine tasting, even after all these years of our being friends? Can't you taste the grape? How they picked it when it was not quite ripe, so it could finish aging in the bottle? You can't decipher that this was a Shiraz stopped on a humid day, that if you let the flavors dance on your tongue, you can actually smell a rain on the horizon, that a 14-year-old pack mule named Daisy toted the bunch from a basin, and the tiny immigrant children removed the berries one at a time for the low, low wage of 66 cents an hour? Are you so blind not to notice the wine was bottled by an elderly man who had chicken for lunch? That he washed his hands that day with a liquid dial soap, but not thoroughly enough to rid his hands of at least four of the Colonel's 8 secret spices? I feel I failed you, Devin, both as a friend and as a connoisseur. It makes me sad.
Mom! Daryl lit himself on fire again! Freebasing in the bathroom upstairs! Please, come quick! His hair went up like toilet paper at a College Station bonfire!
So, we should go to Napa again this fall. What do you say, Deb?